Okay, Simon Kufsama Hess, we're talking about not making you did it. Yeah. Not we're talking about not making things that imitating Hashem, like not drawing pictures of the sun and the moon. So we left off, you can't do anything that's similar to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? So I mean including the menorah, the size of the Beis HaMikdash above. Yesh Noegin Lasois Menorah L'Shiva. There are those that make a menorah that has seven neiros. Dinah Shisha Be'igul Ve'echad Be'emza. We discussed last night that you can't make a seven branch lighter candelabra. So there are those that say that it's only usher if you make it like a menorah, but if you make it round and one in the middle, then that's fine. Aval Harbi Poskim Oisrim Zois. Many folks can say that's also the Yishla Achmar Pesachik Yisra Deraisa, and you should be Machmar Pesachik Yisra Deraisa. As far as I understand, that's why in the Veldt, they don't have seven branch candelabras. At Zion, Ha Isa Shem and HaMishnah, Kemaisa, Bemaisa of HaMishkol HaOmer B'Torah. If you make Shem and HaMishnah the way it's done in the Torah, right? Meaning you have to, whatever the recipe is, making the oil, which I don't even know. So it's in the action and in the weight. Right? Ha'omer b'Torah that says in the Torah, Chayiv Karis, you Chayiv Karis, or b'shogeg, if you do it b'shogeg, Chayiv Chatos, you are Chayiv Chatos. Right? Which is pretty heavy. Right? So you got to be careful not to do that. Yeah. Vehusha. See, that's the thing. That's only if you're doing it to use it to anoint somebody with something. And if you make the keteiros from the 11, any of the 11 spices that it says in the Torah, the fiyamishkalos according to the exact weights. Even if you only make it half or a third. Chayiv Karas, you'd be Chayiv Karas, also l'slamed ba, potter. Like we learned yesterday's daf, if you did it just in order to learn how to make the recipe, then it's potter. It doesn't say it's mutter, but it says it's potter. Right? That's why you have people like Naftali Liner who want to read the Keteiros from a klaf because they want to mamash get it as if they're bringing the Keteiros. Only problem is if you make a mistake and you read it incorrectly, so then you have a problem because you're reading it from a klaf. Because then you're I mean, you have, and it's an advantage, a disadvantage. One, it's you messing up the Keteiros, but so that's not good. But the other, I mean, you didn't read it properly. The other hand, you're not
Like bringing a wrong
imitating the
carbon?
Keteiros. Okay, whatever. Just making you a sure. What? What
Is it like bringing a wrong carbon?
do you say?
And then it's like
It's
bringing a
just
wrong
not like,
carbon.
no, yeah. If you hold it, reading the Keteiros is mamish like bringing it, and then you mess it up and you read the wrong words, and then you have a problem, right? Okay.
It matches the dot. No easy way out.
Yeah, that's the way life is, right? Fine. Okay, so that's the end of the sermon. No. Just went the wrong way on
There's
this.
a deer too. Two deers on either side.
Okay. Some of Kuf Samach
Yeah, I think
Tes.
so.
Iser Ksubas Kako U Kricha Alames. So making a what do you call it? A tattoo and making yourself bald, pulling out your hair because of a mace, by Gimel Seifim, and there's three Seifim, which is why we're gonna do the whole sift. Plus more. Ksiv b'Torah says in the Torah, "Ksubas kaka l'sitnu b'chem." You don't put any sort of tattoo onto you. My ksubas kaka. What does it mean a tattoo? So you have two options. Ksav hamachuka ishakua. If you have a writing, an ink that's sunken into the body, shein nimchak l'olam, that will never get erased forever. We'll get back to that in a minute. Zasarid, what you do is you scratch your skin. Hasrita, they call, and then you fill up the scratch with ink, with blue ink, or black ink, or any other color. That's a tattoo. Or you do the opposite, right? You first put in the color, and then you cut the skin. And then you scratch the place where this teva. You're over on a lav because it's going to stay there permanently. But it is mutter to take ashes, shards of al hamaka, put other things on the maka, the refuah. Even though you're still going to have a roshim there of the afer of the ashes. Because there's a leftover of a cut. Meaning, if you're gonna have a permanent scar from the cuts, and then the permanent marking from the ashes, it's gonna be clear that the ashes are there because of the maka. Shalai also b'shum k'suvas kaka. So then it's clear that you didn't do it for the k'suvas kaka, right? Now, there's something that's called microblading. Yeah, microblading is like permanent makeup. So the question is, it's a big hot button topic. The question is that mutter or is it also to do that? All right, because
Ladies are playing pickles.
some want to say that it's mutter because it's only lasts a few years. All right.
Some
So some say it's only less. What?
Botox.
Not Botox.
Good. Take this on.
It's what do you call it?
Even be sitting on the porch. I don't know.
Not Botox. It's microblading. I mean, basically, what they do is they take makeup and they put it permanently into the skin, like it's for eyebrows usually. Right. So the question is that also. So the reason why some want to be matured is because. Is because it's not writing, it's just making signs. That's
Okay,
one
thank you.
side. The other one is that it's not so permanent. So if you notice the lushan of the kitzer, he says nimchak la'olam. It says it's not going to be erased forever, right? But that's the derisa. So the rabbanon part is even if it's less than that, right? Okay. Fine, that's Aleph Beis Ksiv. It says, Viseret Lanefesh Lo Sitin Bibsachem. You shouldn't put a scratch in your basar for a nefesh. You shouldn't cut yourself, and you shouldn't make yourself bald between your eyes for a mace. Well, now we know Lo Siskaidu, we learn out a drasha from Lo Siskaidu to tell us that it means. You're not supposed to be different. You shouldn't go against Minhagim, right? But that's not the literal translation. You shouldn't cut yourself. Gedida slashing and cutting are basically the same thing. Vasurim and they're also whether it's in front of the mace or not in front of the mace. And even to just hit with your hand on the skin, ad shadam yotze until blood comes out. Also, it's also vafilu atzar acher. Also, even on another type of tzar, meaning you're upset because you lost the game, you also can't cut yourself. Fine. Karcha is making you're pulling out the hair on your head for a mace. Afilu b'sara achas yikaisura, and even one hair, it's also. And women are also warned about this, meaning they can't do it with kosher cane. And for sure that they can't scratch themselves. So there you go. So that's another reason not to do the makeup. All right. Simen kuf ayin. This is pepeis and for shaving. Go boy. Base ephem. So pepeis are two. Sofer roish, the end of the head. It's where you attach to the cheekbone. right, be yamin umasmala etzel ha'ozen, on the right and the left from the next to your ear. Even to shave them with a razor, well, not a razor, scissors, right? A scissors like a razor, close to the basar, and you leave nothing, no hair there. There are those that say it's asr. Now, what he means by yesh oisrim is because there are those that hold that doing it, as long as you're not doing it with the razor, then you're perfectly fine, meaning the same way we hold that you could shave your face, you could also shave the side of your head too with an electric shaver. But the kitzur is paskening like the machmirim, which is the way we paskin that it's asur. The refuah, if you need to shave them for refuah, yizar shalei legalchem samach lebasar mamish, you got to make sure that you don't shave it close to the basar mamish v'shir apeya. And what's the shir of the peya? Mikneged seir shal pedachtei. It's the opposite the hair that's on next to your forehead. V'ad lamatam an oizen, until below the ear. Mokam shal lechi atachtein yotze misparicham. That's where the lechi atachtein, where the lower jaw separates. Basically, the poets can say it means the lower, the either the bottom of the ear or the bottom of the opening of the ear, of the hole in the ear. Okay, so that's where you're not allowed to shave. The Paiskim say, even though there's no real source for this, the Paiskim say that a two comb should be the shortest you go, even though some say a one and a half. Okay, base. That's payas. And you also have a beard. But the beard, you're not allowed to destroy. It's only with a razor, meaning the only thing that the Torah says is also is with a razor. But payas ain't chomesh. And there's five places, five corners of the face. For Rabu and Bahenadeus, and there's many opinions where they are. Fikach Yerushimayim Leyavar Taral Kozig Neklal, a Yerushimayim should not put a razor on his beard at all. Vafilu ala Sof El Yona, and not even the upper mustache, Oitachas Agorin, or below the neck. Bein Chilak Bein Tarla Evin Chad Shechotich Esaris, it doesn't make a difference whether you're doing with a razor or a sharp stone that cuts the hair, could go in pigment, epistachin, shasar gamkin, those are also asa. Vaisna shemasir and sara zakan ayyide meshicha misir im oyerum, and those that remove the hair with some sort of mud. You know, like, what do you call those things?
Nair.
Nair is the company name. What's it called? I don't know what else. No, there's a. I don't know. Yeah, so Yeshlam Lizar Shaloy Ligra, meaning you're allowed to use that. If anything, it's even better. So Yeshlam Lizar Shaloy Ligra, or some Mashicha Basakin, you got to make sure not to rub the cream with a knife, Shema Yachtach Seir, because with that knife, maybe you're going to cut the hair. Rak Yigru Bakesim Akadaima, then you just have to scrape it away with a piece of wood. Like this, you're not going to inadvertently cut some hair with a knife. Okay. Simen Kufay Beis Hilchos. One second. That's it. Simen Kufay Beis or Kufay and Aleph?
I think it's Simen.
No, I'm sorry. Kufay and Aleph.
Kufay and Aleph, yeah.
My phone skipped it, yeah.
Yeah.
So, that a man cannot wear woman's clothing, right? So also lish lil boy shafilu malbash echad shel isha, a man cannot wear an article of clothing, even one article of clothing from a woman, meaning he wears his jacket and his pants as regular, and he wears earrings, let's say. Even though we can tell that he's a man, so he doesn't look like a woman, still asar. And a woman can't even wear one article of clothing of a man. It's not only clothing, but it's any jewelry or any beauty thing. For All tali in the minig of makom that a man cannot make himself beautiful with it. V'chein koma shemiyuchid leish asa leisha. Anything that's miyuchid to an ish is also for an isha. So it's very interesting because, of course, today, and this is not your regular run of the mill shaila. Can't say I know that I've gotten this. A guy asks if he could use woman's deodorant. I mean, so today, that's what the kids have just said. Is no, you're not allowed to use anything to do to do yuck, right? Anything to do beauty or anything of the sort, you cannot.
What makes it women's? So why can't it be unisex?
So I asked him that. I asked him, but he, I said, does it smell different than men's deodorant?
No, cologne.
So does cologne smell different than for men than
yeah,
women?
yeah, it's more manly.
Really?
Yeah. It's not as fruity.
Does it? I'm with you, Rafe. I'm with you. To me, it all smells the same. Anyway, so if it's exclusive for women, then the kids are saying that it's also, right? Anyways, and then tomorrow we'll get into the whole men's body hair removal issue, which is a mamish, a major, major issue, bisman hazeh. But all right, we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night.
Good night.
All right.